To sport, and the NRL has announced its intention to return to the playing field on the 28th of May, but that is pending approval from state and federal bodies. The next meeting of National Cabinet is this Friday, and there is a sense the sport will receive some fairly concrete direction on their desire to resume playing. However, that ambition has received a setback this week with news that several high-profile players have breached social distancing and isolation guidelines, and in one instance, some players have also been charged with firearms offences. But irrespective of the official advice, should professional sports be seeking a return to normal when the wider community is still being asked to adhere to some pretty strict rules around COVID-19? Keith Rathbone is a sports and social historian at Macquarie University.
This is a major setback for them. The league has been telling politicians on the state and federal level that their restrictions are going to be more stringent than the government's, and that we can trust their employees, both the employees for the teams and the players, to follow these rules. And I think we've seen that maybe we can't, and we probably shouldn't have been too surprised. But this is certainly a big setback for them, and I know that Gladys has been on the news this morning saying that this might cause her to reconsider some of her support for the league's restart in New South Wales.
The timing is terrible, isn't it? Because there is this meeting on Friday, this National Cabinet meeting, where really the Rugby League's application to resume on May 28 will either take a major step forward or it could be a setback off the back of what's happened.
Yes, so the league has put out a 748-page document, and they've distributed that to the states. And the initial glance was good. People were thinking this is a great plan. And now I think there's a lot of questions about how whether the league is going to be able to put this plan into place and whether they're going to get buy-in from players and other employees with regard to some of the social distancing. So that'll be, I'm sure, brought up in cabinet. And the states are going to have different opinions on this. I'm sure Queensland in particular has been somewhat more skeptical. So I'd be interested to see what happens on Friday. I do think our Prime Minister will want the Sharks back as soon as possible.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right, yes. And of course, well, that sort of gets me to my next question. Rugby League, of course, and like the AFL, they have a huge amount of cultural capital, don't they, with their supporters. So in a sense, you can understand their ambition to get back, because there is so much a latent expectation from the fans to actually see some action on the pitch.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And I think politicians will be carefully weighing that. It would be a great coup to have Aussie sports getting played, and for people to have them on TV. I think that would help us all stay home a little bit more on the late nights and on the weekends. But if they do it wrong, it's going to be a huge egg on everyone's faces. So there's a big risk in terms of from the political standpoint, from politicians letting the league come back too early. If it blows up, it's going to blow up big. And from the league standpoint, at least monetarily, if come back and then have to close again, that could be a disaster for them.
You say more broadly that it is too soon for a comeback, irrespective, I guess, of the events of this week. Why do you make that argument?
Well, I'm making that argument largely because I think it's important to release some of the other social isolation rules before we try to get the league back, primarily because rugby league is just a perfect incubator for COVID. You can't socially distance when playing rugby, and when similar kind of examinations were done of teams in the NBA in the U.S. in February, March, they found that a huge number of players had already contracted the coronavirus, and most of them didn't know it. Up to 3/4 of people who get it will be asymptomatic. And so I'm worried that rugby league could be a real vector for not only spreading the virus within the teams, but then if players don't do a good job of social isolating, that will spread out to the broader community. And if we're going to eradicate it, you know, maybe spending one more month waiting could make all the difference.
The Rugby League, along with the AFL for that matter, have both talked about the idea of hubs where players would be kept in isolation effectively for potentially the duration of the competition. That, though, would go a long way, wouldn't it, to at least containing any outbreak of infection were that to happen?
Yeah, I'm anxious to see a little bit some of the hub plan and exactly how it will work. But I do think you're relying an awful lot on on players buying in and actually following the rules, and other employees buying in and following the rules. And I think there's a strong chance that that's not going to be the case. And even if it is the case, we have to wonder about how fans and others will react when one of their star players is getting fined and benched for a month because they went out to grab a coffee or something like that. So I do think there will be some real questions as to how they expect these players to act and what's going to happen with them and their families. Can they leave their homes when they're not playing? And how these teams are going to be traveling interstate.
Do you think really what's driving all of this? I mean, obviously the NRL, they want to get the game going because that's their business, and what drives their business is broadcast rights. And at the moment, this is essentially a push as much for financial survival as it is for the restart of one particular sporting code.
Yes, so the NRL was in some deep financial straits. It was reported last month they had about 70 million cash on hand, which seems like a lot, but not when you're losing 13 million for every week you don't play. I'm not a mathematician, but those aren't good numbers, and they do need to resume sooner rather than later if they want to remain solvent. And so I'm sure there is a date. They know. We don't know when there's a line in the sand. They have to come back and roll the dice. But I do think it's a gamble. And if they do come back too early and have to shut again, I can only imagine what their broadcast partners at Fox and Nine are gonna say. I'm sure that Nine wants them back as soon as possible, but they have to balance that against the danger that if they come back too early and they're forced to shut down again, that will also be disruptive to Nine. I wouldn't want to be in their offices right now because it is a big gamble.
What's your gut feeling as to what might happen on Friday? What sort of outcomes the code might get as to their desire to restart on the 28th of May?
Well, I think that they're probably going to hear favorably. That's my gut feeling because I think that's the direction things are moving. And hopefully smarter minds than mine can come up with better solutions to player social isolations, ones that don't require quite so much trust.
Keith Rathbone, a sports and social historian at Macquarie University, speaking to me a little earlier this afternoon.